Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, upper 60s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy in the mid-40s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies. We'll see highs in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear. Temperatures in the upper 30s. As we're into Sunday and Monday, we'll continue with mostly sunny skies. Right now, it's 32.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. The Sunflower State reporting that it collected nearly $73 million more than expected in taxes in September, but state officials say the economy in coming months remains uncertain because of the coronavirus pandemic. The State Department of Revenue said Kansas collected nearly $729 million in taxes last month when it expected to take in only $656 million. The surplus of 11% for the month was tied largely to better-than-expected income tax collections. Spirit AeroSystems planning to close its plant in McAlester, Oklahoma, which employs about 175 people. Spirit President Tom Gentile said in a message to employees yesterday that the closure was the result of a decline in commercial aviation during the pandemic, as well as the grounding of the 737 MAX. Spirit will consolidate the work done in McAlester at its plants in Wichita and Tulsa. Rick Averett, Mid-America Network News.
Make the most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData Compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8-3-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Authorities say a man charged with shooting and killing two people in Arkansas was captured in Kansas and sent back to stand trial. Bryant Smith was arrested 1 week ago today in Parsons in an operation that included officials from the U.S. Marshals Service and the Kansas Highway Patrol. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports that the 33-year-old was taken back to Pine Bluff on Tuesday and is being held in jail without bail in Jefferson County, Arkansas. The prosecutor there says Smith was charged September 24th in Jefferson County Circuit Court with two counts of capital murder in the fatal shootings of Kevon Mitchell and Imania Moten. A 19-year-old Topeka man is now in custody and facing charges for a killing that happened more than 3 years ago. Authorities yesterday announced that Javon Smith has been charged with first-degree murder and aggravated battery. Back in March of 2017, Topeka police found five people injured in a shooting. One of them was pronounced deceased at the scene. The other four victims survived. Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
When farmers need to talk business goals, Blue Valley Insurance agents are uniquely qualified to listen. Our agents can assist you in developing a comprehensive risk management package for your entire farming operation, be it farm property, livestock, crop insurance, or liability coverage to protect your assets. You'll get service from an agent that'll help you protect what matters most. We are Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and we are here to take care of you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. Two top Nebraska officials urging voters not to give their ballot to an unfamiliar third party who promises to turn it in on their behalf. Governor Pete Ricketts and Secretary of State Bob Evnen warned that state law doesn't protect people who surrender their ballot to a third party, even if the recipient throws it away. Ricketts and Evnen, both Republicans, say they don't know of any cases of abuse in Nebraska, but they pointed to recent claims of ballot harvesting in a U.S. House race in Minnesota. Thelma Sutcliffe is celebrating a birthday, her 114th. The Omaha World Herald reports Sutcliffe was born October 1st of 1906 in what then was the town of Benson. The genealogy research group says she's the oldest living resident of Nebraska, the fourth oldest American, and the 11th oldest person on the planet. Happy birthday. Rick Averett, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Kansas Lieutenant Governor Lynn Rogers was in Marysville last Thursday touring the high school and speaking with administration. Rogers got to see the new Ag Edition and also talked about how the school is dealing with COVID.
I was very excited to see the Ag Technology Center and meet your new superintendent. And I think overall we're seeing just lots of care and concern, understand the challenges that a local board faces, along with administration and teachers doing everything they can to keep kids safe. And that's not always easy. They've got a big challenge as well as to make academic progress. So we've added a lot to their plate, so to speak.
The public was invited, and the lieutenant governor said many topics were discussed.
Well, we talked a lot about priority issues that we have for the Office of Rural Prosperity. How do we expand broadband in our rural communities? It's so vital to precision agriculture. Anybody that wants to start a business or even people that want to work remotely, that's really key. We talked about the need for rural housing and also childcare. The thing we've heard on all of our tours, people want the ability to have a good job that pays well. They want to live at a place where they could raise their family and that they also want to live in a community that is concerned about quality of life. Those are things that we discussed, and you know, I kind of tried to take an inventory of how people felt through Marysville.
Kansas Lieutenant Governor Lynn Rogers was a guest on this last weekend's public affairs program, and it can be heard in its entirety by going to our website, kndyradio.com.
Michael A. Mike Waters, age 67, of Blue Rapids, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 2 p.m. at the First Baptist Church in Blue Rapids. Visitation Monday, noon until 8. Family Great Friends Monday from 6 until 8 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Mike Waters. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken patty, seasoned tater tots, and rosy applesauce. Monday, chicken noodle soup, pimento cheese on whole wheat, Normandy blend, and apple crisp. KNDY News Time, 7:12.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Football is finally back. Touchdowns, barbecue, and severe weather. As storm season ramps up, so do our efforts to keep you in the game with safe, reliable energy. From tree trimming, cutting-edge technology, and proactive maintenance, to online outage maps and real-time updates, at Evergy, we work hard to make sure you can focus more of your energy on celebrating touchdowns. And not on the weather. Visit evergy.com/stormsafe to learn more.
The Irish Creek Wind Farm is positive development for our community. Aletha Perry says diversifying landowners' opportunities is important.
Having grown up in the 80s, I remember the heartache and tragedy that come with the farm crisis. So this project means a lot to me personally because I lived through the struggles of watching my parents as well as close friends and neighbors make some very hard decisions whether to sell land or animals to make it. Some of them had to sell out completely. And I feel personally, had they been given an opportunity like the Irish Creek Wind, it would have changed many lives.
Aletha Perry is among supporters of the Irish Creek Wind Farm.
I am proud to speak up for the majority of folks in the Frankfort community who support economic growth and the Irish Creek Wind Project. I am proud to speak for new opportunities for our community, our children, and our future.
To learn more about the Irish Creek Wind Project, visit www.irishcreekwind.com.
As a producer, you've always got one eye on the sky. But weathering the economic climate can be even tougher. That's where we come in. We can make a plan that will help you build a shelter for your investments that'll protect you, your family, and your future. Talk to us about it. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Upper-level troughs still overhead across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, bringing us these cool temperatures as we're seeing winds aloft out of the north-northwest. Otherwise, quiet weather for today. We do have a system that's going to move in from the northwest, just bringing us cloudy skies in our area. Some areas could see a little bit of some rain showers. Otherwise, for the weekend, we're looking at mostly sunny skies, and we'll start to see some warmer temperatures as we head into next week. So across the area, mostly sunny skies, upper 60s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, mid-40s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, we'll see highs in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, around 38. As we head into Sunday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, temperatures lower 60s, and Sunday night, mostly clear. That's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Some frost this morning, reporting a low of 32. Average high temperature early October 76, recent record high 92 in 2006. The average low 49, record low 31 in 2004. Sunset this evening 7:06, sunrise the morning at 7:24. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 2nd of October. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Share more traditions, share more wonder with the Hallmark Keepsake Ornament Debut event Saturday at Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. Come see all the new releases for the 2020 Christmas season, pick up your pre-orders, and get the best bonus points of the season. Don't miss this event Saturday at Reflections Hallmark, more than just your favorite Hallmark store.
A leading moderate voice, a free-thinking, sensible centrist. Words you don't typically hear in today's politics, but it's how leading newspapers describe Dr. Barbara Beaulieu, because there's nothing typical about her. Dr. Beaulieu didn't come from politics. She worked years in the operating room, and she first got into public service to simply make health care more affordable. She's leading the fight in Topeka to keep rural hospitals open and end surprise medical billing. A doctor driven by common sense and facts, not party politics and spin. And right now, with this pandemic, that's exactly what we need in Washington. It's why over 80 Republican officials have crossed over to endorse her campaign for U.S. Senate. They know Dr. Beaulieu will focus on what matters most.
I'm Barbara Beaulieu. Especially right now with this virus, we need leaders willing to put political differences aside and just make healthcare more affordable.
Paid for by Beaulieu for Kansas.
Baseball elimination Thursday, and the Sixers land their new coach. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. On the brink of a first-round exit, the bats of Fernando Tatis Jr. and Will Myers gave the Padres a chance in the National League wild card.
Here's the 2-1. Myers swings, stings it out to deep center field. Bader's going back. Bader's at the wall. Bader leaps. Gonna go! He did it again! Tatis has two. Myers has two.
The call on KWFN. Myers and Tatis becoming the second pair of teammates to each hit two home runs in the same postseason game, joining Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig, who did it in 1932. The Padres rallied from four runs down to beat the Cardinals 11-9 to force a deciding Game 3 tonight. In the American League, the A's finally put an end to their postseason futility. Chad Pinder's go-ahead two-run single helped the A's snap their nine-game losing streak in a winner-take-all Game 3, downing the White Sox 6-4. Oakland faces the Houston Astros in the American League Division Series beginning Monday. Thursday night football, the Broncos topped the Jets 37-28 for their first win of the season. NBA, after a rapid courtship, Doc Rivers has reached an agreement on a five-year deal to become the next head coach of the Philadelphia 76ers. Rivers, who parted with the Clippers just 3 days ago, will succeed Brett Brown. ESPN NBA insider Adrian Wojnarowski says Rivers' wealth of experience could help turn things around in Philly.
In a city like Philadelphia, basketball is important there. It is part of the fabric of that city, and to have Doc Rivers as the face of that organization as a head coach was something that really appealed.
Back to baseball, runs were not hard to come by for the Braves in Game 2 of their series against the Reds. The Braves shut out the Reds 5-0 to advance to the National League Division Series. The Dodgers completed their sweep of the Brewers with a 3-0 win, and the Marlins and Cubs will make up their Game 2 this afternoon after being rained out yesterday. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Friday Night Football, Marysville back in action on the road at Council Grove, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Valley Heights Homecoming hosting Waubonsie, live on FM 95.5. High school games on air, online, and on demand. Hanover Homecoming will host Osborne. Axtell kicks off at Frankfort. Centralia versus Jeff County North. Washington County at Burlingame. Diller O'Dell at Meade. Southern entertains Tri-County.
You're invited to the best bar this side of the Little Blue. It's the Little Blue Bar and Grill, formerly Turn 4 in Hanover. Mark your calendar for Oktoberfest Saturday, October 3rd. Come dance and drink the night away to live polka by the Chex Mix starting at 7:30 and get great beer specials like $4 steins and $12 buckets. Visit the Little Blue Bar and Grill Facebook page to keep up with event details and wing night and Mexican night specials. The Little Blue Bar and Grill in Hanover, formerly Turn 4.
That mailbox out by the road, that's a lifeline for families all across rural Kansas. But Congressman Roger Marshall doesn't seem to get that. Marshall voted against emergency funding the Postal Service needs to keep up with the pandemic. Now, I served in the U.S. Army in Iraq. As a veteran, I count on-time mail delivery by the Postal Service for my VA prescriptions. If I miss my meds, even a few days, it can set me back weeks. Roger Marshall defended mail service cutbacks, dismissing it as a, quote, so-called crisis. Now, there's nothing so-called about it. Roger Marshall turned his back on rural Kansans when he voted no on protecting the Postal Service. Vote no on Roger Marshall for Senate. VoteVets paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. www.votevets.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The Senate approved the continuing resolution to fund the government through December 11th, just hours before the end of the fiscal year. The bill now goes to the president for his signature. Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts and other lawmakers, along with farm and nutrition groups, noted the importance of provisions that allow farm subsidies to continue to flow and hungry Americans to get food. The CR passed by a margin of 84 to 10. Roberts said, in these wildly uncertain times, farmers, ranchers, and growers counting on us to get it right. He said he hoped farm country can rest a little easier, knowing that the funds for the Commodity Credit Corporation will be replenished and continue farm bill programs to assist producers who are impacted by COVID-19. National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue said the passage is an immense relief to farmers who depend on federally funded programs to access loans, technical support, as critical market and climate data. National Corn Grower President Kevin Ross said the farmers have been working with Congress for years to develop and implement effective risk management tools that ensure a stable feed, fuel, and food supply, even during tough times that many farmers are facing today. A new soy-based concrete sealant is protecting roadways in the U.S., also supporting demand for soybeans and reducing maintenance costs for infrastructure. The United Soybean Board partnered with the Indiana Soybean Alliance on research and market development efforts for soy-based solutions and infrastructure for decades. They're announcing that some counties in Indiana have an opportunity to use a new soy-based sealant called Pore Shield on their bridges. This is a brand new product made possible by the Checkoff investment. Pore Shield being used on 77 bridge decks, totaling 330,000 square feet in Indiana this year, with aims to expand the use in the future. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good Friday morning. Sim Speck with your latest agricultural news right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Well, I hope your Friday is off to a great start. Coming up next here on the Mid-America Ag Network, we check in with Larry Steckline with the latest Steckline Report. Good morning, Larry.
Well, friends, as we watch the cattle market, trying to determine whether we should be feeding our feeder steers or selling them or getting some cattle in the feed yards, doing whatever we need to do to make some bucks, pretty difficult to feed the cattle in the feed yards to make a buck. Let me tell you something. A year ago, cattle feeders lost about $119 per head at this time. $119 per head. That was for the first week of September. Packer profits, $429 per head. Didn't seem right, did it? And so consequently, that kind of initiated some livestock people and other people around the country to say, hey, what's going on here? And they're doing a little investigating, but they haven't come up with a thing. And they won't. It's amazing how little that they can find with this kind of disparity. In any event, this year, we've been losing money. About a month ago, $200, $250 a head, those who are feeding cattle. And then, just a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, we finally got things turned around to where we were making $134 a head for 1 week. And then it's back down now to where we're showing losses of $40 to $50 a head, maybe even $60, depending upon what you paid for the feeder cattle. Feeder cattle last year, there was a time when they were really cheap. Those cattle are making things happen positively. Not much, but some. But boy, if you didn't hit that right time where the feeder cattle market was sick, is still losing money feeding cattle. So it's a tough situation, but don't worry about that. Those of you who are buying steaks at the grocery store, we have plenty of them, more than you can even imagine. Stay tuned for more information on that on the next Echoline Report.
Mid-America Ag Network News.
Come one, come all, to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's three rims of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP at Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now, only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com.
Offer sale on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLT stock 2T0464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Level qualifying. All four rebates to dealer. Offers expire October 31st, 2020.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. Another day of talking about apples with Jim Fizell after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Over the last couple of days, we've talked with Jim Fizell about apples, about picking your own apples, the best apples for eating, the best for making apple pie. Let's talk today about growing your own. But first, what are the prices like this year at the farmers markets and the pick-your-own places?
Prices. You know, it's very interesting. The prices are a little bit expensive this year, and that's partially because of the labor supply. There's a shortage of labor in this area to pick apples, but they're running about $1 a pound, more or less. And if you buy a half bushel or a bushel, they're less than that. But if you're looking for Honeycrisp, it's a premium apple, and the prices are always going to be higher on them. So if you're interested in something that's really quality, don't worry about the price. Get the Honeycrisp. Anyway, I was going to talk about growing your own apples. If you're going to do that, you need to make some plans way ahead of time, because that's going to be a multi-year commitment, and you don't want to do it if you're unsure. If you're going to get tired of it after 5 years, and there's just a lot of things that you need to do to grow apples. You've got to be able to spray them. You have to have room to get around them. You have to know how to prune them and so forth. But anyway, get out and enjoy this spectacular weather. Go pick some apples and make an apple pie.
Yes, and be sure and let us know when that apple pie is ready to go. Speaking of apple pies, it takes 2 pounds of apples to make 1 9-inch pie. And some other facts about apples from the United States Apple Association. There are 2,500 varieties of apples grown in the United States, 7,500 worldwide. 100 varieties of apples are grown commercially in the U.S. Apples are grown commercially in 36 states, but you can find apple trees in all 50 states. Apples are fat, sodium, and cholesterol-free. A medium apple is about 80 calories. They're a great source of fiber pectin. One apple has about 5 grams of fiber. Don't peel your apple. 2/3 of the fiber and lots of antioxidants are found in the peel. How many apples do we eat? Well, it averages out to roughly 46 pounds of apples per person in the United States per year. That's not only fresh apples, but apple products as well. The 2019 apple crop was the 6th largest crop in history. The U.S. Apple Association says the crop was 262 million bushels. And looking ahead to this year's crop, U.S. Apple expects it to be down about 3% from last year. The top 5 apple varieties produced this year: Gala, Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith, and Fuji. It's apple time. Go out and enjoy. Back after this.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Uh-oh, slipped to 32 degrees overnight. It's 7:30 from KNDY, 35 right now. Winds are calm, may have seen some frost around the edges. Middle 60s on the high side today and tomorrow.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, Good Friday. Oklahoma coach Lincoln Riley says it's too early to write off the 18th-ranked Sooners as they seek their fourth straight college football playoff appearance. The Sooners have overcome losses to make the playoff before, but their margin of error is slim as they head into Saturday night's game at Iowa State. The Cyclones have given OU fits since 2016. Other than Kansas State, which has beaten the Sooners 2 straight years, no Big 12 team has played them tougher the last 4 years. Iowa State looking to beat Oklahoma in Ames for the first time since 1960. K-State Wildcats return home to face Texas Tech tomorrow. Both teams 1-1. The Red Raiders are coming off a dramatic overtime loss to Texas after leading the game late. K-State hopes to force more turnovers, which proved key against the Sooners last weekend. I'm Rick Averett. Friday, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Bulldogs idle last week after Chapman suffered COVID-19 issues. On the road in quest of their first win of the season, Marysville 0-3 at Council Grove, 2-2 tonight. The game live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Bulldog head coach Dustin Hoyer.
They've played some good football early in the year here. I know they've been hit a little bit by the injury bug. It makes it a little bit tougher for us because we've got to kind of prepare for some different scenarios as far as who's playing different positions for them. But I think it's going to be a good test for our guys to get back out on the field, and hopefully we're able to demonstrate that that off week was good for us, and from an assignment perspective that we're in a better spot going forward.
Additional comments from Dustin Hoyer on our Coach's Corner this evening following sports and on our pregame show. Valley Heights Mustangs host Homecoming and Waubonsie tonight. Waubonsie suffering some quarantine issues with COVID-19. May be questionable in number of players able to participate. Valley Heights coach Tony Trimble.
Waubonsie is a much improved team from last year. You know, I'm not sure what they're bringing to the game, but I just know that they're a better football team. Their quarterback's really good at scrambling and creating time, extending plays so that they can get receivers open. And we got to get really good in covering and locking on to our receivers once quarterback starts to scramble. We got to try to contain him in the pocket and keep him from running around. And hopefully, if we can do that, we'll be successful.
Valley Heights Waubonsie live tonight on KNDY FM 95.5. High school games on air, online, and on demand. College action Saturday. Kansas State pregame at 12:30. K Kansas Jayhawks pregame at 1:30. Friday Night Football, Marysville back in action on the road at Council Grove. Live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Valley Heights Homecoming, hosting Waubonsie, live on FM 95.5. High school games on air, online, and on demand. Hanover Homecoming will host Osborne. Axtell kicks off at Frankfort. Centralia versus Jeff County North, Washington County at Burlingame. Diller Odell at Meade, Southern entertains Tri-County.
October is National Apple Month. We will observe it today with some surprising apple facts on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans, you'll find affordable Medicare supplement coverage that helps cover certain out-of-pocket expenses Medicare doesn't cover. We encourage you to compare our rates. Contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you or visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes, and arthritis. A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or pay for pricey supplements month after month. Get information instantly with a powerful ebook revealing this new two-minute ritual. Just go to meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, October 2nd, the 276th day of the year. Musician Don McLean has a birthday, and the comic strip Peanuts first appeared in newspapers on this day in 1950. How much does America love apples? If you're the average person, you'll consume about 16 pounds of fresh apples each year, and more than double that in sauces, ciders, and juices. The most popular variety has changed in recent years. The Gala apple has surpassed Red Delicious for the top spot. Granny Smith, Fuji, and Golden Delicious complete the top five. And while more than 2,500 varieties are grown in the U.S., most are ancestors of seeds imported from Europe.